Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Corps team.
Hello, Army families, and welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast that's designed specifically for you by your Army Wife Network Core Team. We are on show number 493, and I'm your host tonight, Janet McIntosh.
And I'm your co-host, Emily Grace. Today is Monday. Can we talk about the fact that it's October 20th? Like, it was just January 1st. I'm just throwing that out there. Today is Monday, October 20th. Glad you're here to hang out with us tonight. So late in the year.
And as you can tell, there's always a party going on here at Army Wife Network. We hope that you're listening to our show live right now. And if you are, we'd love for you to head on over to twitter.com and join Army Wife Network in our party chat. A great way that you can use, of course, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't be using the word great anymore since we're experiencing the new tweet chat. But you can use Tweet Chat. You can tune into our show live at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. But then you can also open tweetchat.com/room/Army Wife, and you can follow all the great conversation going on in there with the Army Wife Network Core Team. But besides all that awesome chat and great guests, we have giveaways in there that you'll only catch on Twitter. So make sure you're in there because you're not going to want to miss out. And, of course, you can always follow along the good old-fashioned way at www.twitter.com/Army Wife Network. As always, we are using the hashtag Army Wife to participate.
Can we just talk about the fact that you said good old-fashioned and Twitter? Like, good old-fashioned, pen and paper, send us a letter. Anyway, don't send us a letter. Tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and save with TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more at MetLife.com/TRICARE or call 855-MET-TDP-1.
And tonight on AWTR, we have Barbara McNally. She's the author of Unbridled, a Memoir. Now, proceeds from the book go towards her foundation, which hosts regular spa days for the wives of wounded warriors. And she's here to share with us the five things that she's learned about self-care from those wounded warrior wives. If you'd like to find Barbara on social media, you can find her at Live Unbridled. You can also find her at her website, unbridledfreedom.com, or you can also find her on Facebook under Live Unbridled as well. And then we have Maria Murphy tonight, who has our Me Minute for us. But before we get to all that, I have some catching up to do with my girl, Emily. So what's been going on, Miss Emily?
Okay, once again, can we act like we didn't just see each other and just,
It does feel like forever, though, considering that you were, like, fighting, like, the hugest bug, like, ever.
Yes, let's talk about the fact that I was on death's doorstep. Okay, so...
that you bought stock in Clorox?
you have no idea. Okay, last week we went to Chuck E. Cheese, right? I can't even remember.
That was an experience.
Okay, so Chuck E. Cheese. I owed it to my kid because he did well in school, and it happened to be your son's birthday, so we did Chuck E. Cheese. And I was a little apprehensive because you know how I feel about children.
your favorite.
Five-year-old and pregnant, I'm not a fan. But so we went, and it was fun. Of course, I had fun with you. But, like, the next day, I thought it was morning sickness when I woke up because you know, waking up and throwing up, totally, I get it. But, like, the whole drive home, it took everything in it, like, for me to not lose my cookies. Like, the whole drive, I was like, I'm not going to throw up. I'm not going to throw up because I'm not doing that in the car. I do not need that in my life. The moment I got home, like, I walked through the door and hurled all over the bathroom. And
man.
Yeah, right. The second I got home, I had the stomach flu, which is horrible. Don't get that because that sucks. So I was out of commission and I blame Chuck E. Cheese because there's no other way I could have gotten the stomach flu but from the nasty children. So I got...
And she means that in the most nicest way possible.
As a 5-year-old boy, it doesn't get nastier than that. I get it. I should have washed my hands more often. I get it.
Goodness.
Then, like, I got better. Then, like, the next day, Matthew got sick. And, of course, my husband's gone. Of course. Because nothing in life is easy, okay? So... I'm dealing with, like, recovering from the stomach flu, and then Matthew is sick, and I'm just, like, annoyed at the world and just not happy that I am alive at this point. And I was a little concerned because I, you know, the whole stomach, having a virus and you're pregnant, like, I was a little concerned, but I called my best friend. She was just like, you'll live. The baby will live, too. So I...
No, but I'm sure being pregnant only adds... misery upon misery when you're sick. You know what I'm saying? To be pregnant on top of all that and then to have to deal with coming down with something like that, especially the vomiting. Like, I can't stand to vomit. Like, it's the worst thing, like, ever.
Like, when you're pregnant, you can't take good drugs or anything. I mean, you're limited on things. Like, I found out you can't have cold cuts when you're pregnant. Didn't know about that either. Like, there's so many things you can't do when you're pregnant. And it just, I should be exempt. Okay, if you're pregnant, you should not get the stomach flu. It should bypass you completely. So I had to deal with that all week, and we're both better, thank the Lord. And I wanted to apologize, Janet, for, first of all, your birthday was last Monday. Got you nothing. And it was your kid's birthday. Got him nothing. I'm so sorry.
Well, you technically, you hooked Aiden up. You brought Matthew down, and they had a blast hanging out that night, and I was so excited that you guys got to spend the night, and he got to hang out. So, honestly, Aiden was totally covered. Like, we're not even like that. Like, you're never welcome to my house again because you didn't give my son a birthday gift.
Right. I mean, I got you a card. I mean, I was...
Yes, and it was beautiful, too. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, it's probably your favorite birthday card, too. I wanted to do something for you. If I wasn't dying and thinking clearly, I would have been all over it. But instead, I sucked, and I'm sorry. But I love you. Okay, so can I tell you, as soon as Matthew got better, though, he really wanted to work on reading, and... he ended up reading, it's like this 10-page Lego movie book, like a beginner reader book. And he
but those books are the best book. I saw that picture on social media that you posted with him, and those are some amazing books. I love when, you know, they have them at the book fairs that most schools do, you know, during the school year and stuff, and they really are great books.
Oh, I was misty. I was misty-eyed. My kid is reading. And I get it, you know, it's not War and Peace. I get it. But he read the book, and it was so exciting.
That is so awesome.
And I hope that, like, he has this love of reading. Like, now he does because he's learned this new thing, which, by the way, he's trying to read my text messages. That could be a problem. But he has this, like, love of wanting to read stuff. And, like, I hope it sticks. I'm almost sure it won't because that's just how it goes. But I really hope it does because I love to read. And I hope that, I mean, granted, I don't read actual books. I read on an e-reader. But when I do,
right.
I'm sure he knows. I'm reading. Isn't that awesome? Oh, I should also keep my e-reader away from him. Because he shouldn't read the things mommy reads. But, yeah.
No, especially on your e-reader. I would not recommend that.
He doesn't need to know what mommy's reading today. Enough about me. Let's talk about you and this new job you have.
you know, it's not, it's a temporary position, but I did recently, most people who have read my bio on Army Wife Network know that I have a degree in teaching. I'm a teacher by degree. And I did get offered a long-term sub position for a kindergarten teacher at my son's school. She's having, in fact, she had it today. She is having her knee replaced. So, Ms. Marks, I don't know if you'll ever listen to this, but if you are, we hope you're doing well and recovering nicely, because I can only imagine what that must feel like to have your knee replaced. So she's going to be out at least through November, maybe all the way to when they go on Christmas break. She really wants to come back before they go on Christmas break, but, you know, it, just in case she's not able to, you know, I am there to cover for her until that time. So, but it's nice getting, one, it's very nice to get to be back in the classroom. I've subbed here and there for the last 2 years because finding a job in Georgia in the teaching field is almost impossible.
Yeah.
So it's, needless to say, it's not been an easy journey. But this is great to have on my resume because we are scheduled to PCS next year during the summer. Yeah. And so it'll be nice to be able to have this experience behind me so that I can show them that, you know, hopefully a future employer, they'll see that I've been using my degree and I've spent time in the classroom and my degree hasn't kind of gone stagnant, you know, that I haven't been doing something with it.
I hope your future employer also understands that this is military life. I mean, what are you
going to
do?
Well, and right now, the way it stands, we're supposed to, and as all military spouses out there will know what that means, supposed to go to Fort Hood. And I think I'll obviously have a much better chance at landing a job. Obviously, the closer I am to a military installation, the higher turnaround you're going to have on teachers because many of them are military spouses. And so many of us are rotating in and out of Fort Hood. So I'm hoping it'll be a lot easier for me to, you know, possibly get a position down there in Texas. So, but it helps having this long-term subbing behind me, especially this late, you know, so when I do move, you know, they can see that I have been spending time in the classroom and have not just been kind of sitting on my degree, so to speak.
I think that's awesome you get to do this. And, like, I can only imagine that knee replacement recovery is hard. And I'm glad that she was able to ask you for help. But I'm going to say this out loud because I don't know if your kids are there, so I'm going to say it for you. Dan's coming home for Christmas?
Yes, we hope so. He has his ticket. He is still waiting for the actual leave to get approved because he said something about he had to have the ticket in order to be able to acquire the leave, which makes absolutely no sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has the ticket, and I've told my kids that we're not sure if he's going to be able to come back because they did hear us talking about it, so I kind of played it off as we're not sure if he's going to be able to come back. But right now, as long as his leave gets approved, he has a ticket and everything to come home at Christmas, so I'm excited.
Sure.
I know, I'm trying not to jinx it.
How long is he going to be visiting you guys?
He would actually come here around the 22nd, which is actually really nice because that's when our kids start their holiday leave here from school. And he would stay through the new year.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. I'm really, really happy for you guys.
I know, I'm excited. I think it'd be so great for him to come back and get to spend, you know, Christmas is very important to us and it's a big holiday for us. And so I think it would be great for him to be able to come back and get to spend that with his kids and with me. So we're excited. Like I said, I don't talk about it much because I'm, you know, everyone in the military South world knows you don't want to jinx it. Like, you're like, oh gosh, please let everything work out. So I'm hoping that we're well on our way to everything working out, and he'll be able to come home for a little bit. So,
for me, it's like not only is it, you know, you don't want to jinx it because once you tell everybody, it's not going to happen. But not only that, it's also you tell one person, and it goes around like wildfire. And it's like,
yeah,
you didn't necessarily. really want the entire world to know. I mean, never mind the fact that you're doing this radio show. But I'm super excited for you, and I totally expect to not hear from you that entire time, but I understand already. I'm really excited for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, sweetheart. But it is that time of the evening. We want to go over and see what is happening over at Army Wife Network. So why don't we get that ball rolling?
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives. A network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
All right, so one of our hot topics over at Army Wife Network has been about our Army leaders coming out and assuring families that they're sticking up for us during this budget fight that seems like it will never end. But some of you may have remembered that earlier when we were first introduced to sequestration and some of the consequences of sequestration, a lot of us noticed that our leaders weren't speaking out against budget cuts or the sequestration. But Army leaders have assured families that they have been doing exactly that. Recently, a member of the Army community asked the Secretary of the Army, which is John McHugh, he's the Army Chief of Staff, they asked him and Army Chief of Staff, General Ray Odierno, and the Sergeant Major of the Army, Mr. Raymond Chandler, why do I not hear more senior Army leaders, officer and enlisted, fighting against further budget cuts and sequestration? Now, the leader spoke at a town hall meeting Wednesday during a family forum at the 2014 Association of the U.S. Army's annual meeting. I'm sure Allison will get that link out to you on Twitter so that you can read about it. I guess their answer to this question is that they have been sticking up for us. They may not have been out as publicly, I guess, according to them, you know, as we would have liked to have seen them. But I think personally, I would have liked to have seen them come out more publicly because to me that's a sign of leadership. You know, you're standing up and trying to be our voice and stand up for us. So I think in a way it would have helped them to be a little bit more outspoken in public about it. But you can go over and check out that link and read up. I've always said the most important thing you can do on these issues is educate yourself and know the facts. And so take a look at it and see what you think.
Well, hot on AWN this week. Are you ready? Mark and Mindy. We didn't talk about this, so I have to tell you. She wrote this blog. Okay, so here's the thing. It's easy to give in during the holidays and spend over our means. I am good about that, I'll tell you what, because I'm the type of person who, if I see the perfect gift, I'm going to get it for you, and then I'll think about how much it costs later. I'm one of those people. Do you give in to those things you really want but don't absolutely need? Like, that is me. I do all day long. And my husband, too, if you could see his car. How will you avoid this as the holidays are approaching? Think about it. I probably won't, and I will probably make the same mistakes every year and spend the rest of the year recovering from it.
I'm with Mindy. I do the exact opposite. Like, my kids have to, you know, for my younger one who still believes in Santa, he has to, you know, they both have to give me a list. And for him, it's like, hey, I need a list for Santa. And then, like, I sit down and pick out the things that I'm willing to purchase them for Christmas. Because Lord knows they're going to ask for everything under the sun. But I pick out what we're going to buy, and I plan out a budget, and this is how much we're going to spend at Christmas, and that's it.
For me, it's hard because Matthew was born a week before Christmas, and I don't want him to have the birthday Christmas mashup. I want him to have
I know, that's so hard for kids that find themselves in that situation.
I feel for him because I want his day to be his day. And I grew up incredibly poor. We didn't do gifts for anything. So it's like, now we have, I mean, we're not rich, we're military, but but we have money and let's buy stuff. Because, you know, when I was a kid and I didn't get presents, it sucked. It sucked being the person who didn't get presents. And I just don't.
Oh no, I hear you.
And I'm a guilty mom, and I didn't do anything wrong. Dang it! I should go back to therapy.
I was a good girl.
Right. Check out Lindsay's blog, Lindsay's As Necessities on LovingASoldier.com. That link should be thrown up on Twitter.
And then we also had on our social media roundup, because you do know that you can find Army Wife Network on just about every social media outlet there is. We did put out some great information on our Facebook page. October for the Army is their Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And this is a hot topic amongst military families, especially with all the news stories about, you know, department stores, your credit cards are being hacked and everything else. And so the Army likes to take this month to really help out and make people more cyber aware and give people ways that they can stay safe online. So a few of the tips that we did share over on Facebook is, one, to make sure you're using antivirus software. Two, protect your home networks with firewalls. Three, we want you to password protect your wireless routers and networks. Four, you should regularly download security updates and patches. And our fifth tip is that you should disconnect from the internet when not in use. So be sure to keep an eye out on our Facebook page. We'll be sharing some of these tips throughout the month as we've been getting them from the Army and some of the resources that they're offering military families this month. So make sure you check it out.
And I just want to say really quick about this. If you have a Mac, you can still get antivirus software. People seem to think that if you have a Mac, you don't need it. And Macs are less susceptible, but you should still get antivirus software. They do make it for Macs just in case. And for your password, pick something more complicated than like password or your name or 1234. I mean, use your head. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. Anyway, so we'll just move on to public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related TSA? We limit one per show to then 10 days in advance. info@armywifenetwork.com. 2014 Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The Domestic Violence Awareness Month honors the most important asset of the Army, the family, as they are a vital part of the nation's security through the foundation they provide the soldiers. With the theme, Relationships Should Be Safe, Respectful, and Positive, the focus of the campaign is to raise awareness of domestic violence, inform victims that help is available, and emphasize the negative impact it has on family readiness. The U.S. Army Installation Management Command is making a concerted effort during Domestic Violence Awareness Month to highlight their resources that support the resilience of Army families through posters and social media platforms. New this year is a program titled Love Is Not Abuse, targeted at teens and young adults, helping them recognize healthy dating and family relationships. The Family Advocacy Program helps soldiers and their family members develop skills to restore stability and health in their relationships. Resources include support groups for young parents, reintegration programs for families experiencing deployment and redeployment stress, and programs on anger management, dating violence, and gender issues. Throughout the month of October, domestic violence awareness will be executed at each garrison to highlight prevention programs and services to the soldiers and family members. These programs are designed to promote awareness, encourage reporting, provide safety for victims, encourage all members of the Army community to look out for one another, and ensure treatment or administrative action when needed. Family advocacy programs, preventative educational programs are a primary resource for Army families to learn these life skills. Prevention and education are the primary goals. For more information, visit militaryonesource.mil. We'll throw up the link on Twitter because it's kind of a long URL. And that's it for our TSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is AWN's New 6 Gen, bringing you the need-to-know news. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve to receive comprehensive dental coverage. Plus, money can be saved. We offer affordable monthly premiums for an individual depending on sponsor status with little or no cost shares on many dental services. But don't forget, TRICARE dental coverage requires enrollment. The TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP-1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP for more details. So your family's smiles are protected and you can start saving today. Again, that number is 1-855-MET-TDP-1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP. Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com for details. You're listening to the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6 Gen, bringing you all your need-to-know news. IAL, the company responsible for shipping service members' POVs overseas, says that they are close to resolving the backlog of cars in their company's care. According to IAL, the company responsible for shipping troops' cars on reassignment moves to and from overseas, the backlog of personal vehicle shipments in U.S. Customs has been significantly reduced and is very near to normal clearance timelines. But details on the progress the contractor has made overall remain unclear. U.S. Transportation Command spokesman, Commander David Nunnally, said that while there have been improvements in the rate of on-time delivery and responsiveness to customers, it's not to the extent our men and women in uniform deserve. As of late September, the biggest bottleneck was at U.S. Customs caused by a number of IAL procedures. In early August, Transcom, which oversees the contract, set up a special team to address the problems. IAL has voluntarily taken steps to resolve the various problems that were causing bottlenecks along its POV transportation pipeline, provided more accurate tracking information for troops on its website, and hired a call center to handle the volume of calls and respond to troops' inquiries. As of Thursday, about 10,800 vehicles were in transit, according to IAL, but information was not available about how many of those were late. Pentagon leaders saluted the USO and its volunteers at a special gala held on Saturday. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and Army General Martin Dempsey, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, honored the USO and service members for their volunteering and service at the 2014 USA Gala. Hagel thanked the USO for representing a certain certainty during uncertain times and congratulated their nominees for Volunteer and Service Members of the Year. Hagel, who served as USO President from 1987 to 1990, praised the organization's new leader, J.D. Crouch, and its previous Sloan D. Gibson, who now serves as Deputy Secretary for the Department of Veterans Affairs. General Dempsey expressed his pride in serving with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and pointed to numerous challenges the military now faces around the world. The chairman lauded the USO for its commitment to service members and assured them that they would continue to have work to do in taking care of America's troops and their families. The Pentagon and CDC are working to more efficiently contain the Ebola virus here in the United States. On Sunday, the Pentagon and the CDC announced new steps that will be taken to contain the Ebola virus in the United States. The CDC issued a statement that revised guidelines for healthcare workers treating Ebola patients is forthcoming, while the Pentagon announced the formation of a team to assist medical staff in the U.S. if needed. The CDC guidance will be released as soon as the review by healthcare experts and government officials is complete. The old guidelines allowed hospitals some flexibility to use available covering when dealing with suspected Ebola patients, but the new guidelines are expected to set a firmer standard, calling for full body suits and hoods that protect workers' necks, setting rigorous rules for removal of equipment and disinfection of hands, and calling for a site manager to supervise the putting on and taking off of equipment. The guidelines are also expected to require a buddy system in which workers check each other as they come in and go out of the quarantine area. Hospital workers will also be expected to exhaustively practice getting in and out of the equipment. Also on Sunday, the Pentagon announced that Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel had ordered the formation of a 30-person support team from across the services to assist civilian medical professionals in the U.S. if needed to treat Ebola. The team was to consist of 20 critical care nurses, 5 doctors trained in infectious disease, and 5 trainers in infectious disease protocols. Once formed, the team would undergo up to a week of specialized training in infection control and personal protective equipment, then would remain in prepare to deploy status for 30 days. The team would be called upon domestically only if deemed prudent by our public health professionals, Pentagon Press Secretary Rear Admiral John Kirby said. Those are your need-to-know news stories for this week. Stay tuned to the Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your new 6th Gen signing out.
My first week home was great. We had a party.
2 o'clock in the morning, they were waiting for me.
My niece was waiting for me at the airport with a sign.
There was a huge sign across my front house, and it said, "Welcome home, Megan."
They lifted me up on their shoulders. And
first week back, people just said thank you.
Now, what about the second week? A new generation of veterans is coming home. Make a difference for them at WelcomeBackVeterans.org.
Brought to you by WelcomeBackVeterans.org, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, guys, to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Janet McIntosh.
And I'm your co-host, Emily Gray. Tonight we have with us Barbara McNally, a mother and philanthropist living in San Diego, California. She is also the founder of Mother Lover Spider Sage, a foundation dedicated to providing women with opportunities for growth and self-discovery.
Mother Lover Fighter Sage hosts semi-annual spa days for wives of wounded warriors. It's an opportunity for military wives who have been supporting their husbands to have a day just for themselves to restore and rejuvenate. This program gives the wives a day at the lovely spa at the Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego, where they are pampered and can enjoy the fellowship of other wives struggling with the same challenges. Welcome to our show, Barbara.
Hi, Janet and Emily. I'm so happy to be on here and love listening to you guys.
Oh, hey, we're so happy to have you with us this evening. Now, Barbara, we normally start the show off by letting you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight.
Well, I'm calling from San Diego, and yes, I'm the mother of 2 daughters, and I went through a personal journey to find my own freedom, a story that I tell in my memoir, Unbridled, and I wanted to find a way to give back and help other women along their journey. So when I returned to San Diego as a physical therapist, I recognized an unmet need to support the wives of the wounded warriors. So for the past 6 years, I've hosted biannually a spa day to help the women recharge.
Awesome. Well, let's start off by you telling us a bit about Mother Lover Fighter Sage. When did you found it and why?
Well, I founded it after working in Jamaica at an orphanage where women were disempowered. They were either on the streets or in this orphanage where they were placed behind bars, and no woman should have to live like that. I wanted to do something and give back and decided that to do something in my own backyard. And I came home to San Diego and started Mother Lover Fighter Sage Foundation. And after publishing the book last year, the two went out together, and all proceeds from the book go to the foundation.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, obviously, that's a very unique name, Mother Lover Fighter Sage. What do those words mean for you or represent for you?
Well, they are archetypes that have been around forever, but my grandmother is the one that inspired me by categorizing them this way. The mother is our nurturing, healing, empathetic side of a woman. The lover is the passionate, playful, sensual, and creative side of a woman. The fighter is the assertive, goal-driven side of a woman, and the sage is our intuitive, spiritual side of a woman, our intelligent side. And to live fully, you know, we want all these dimensions to flourish.
Why do you think it's often difficult for women to live out all of these elements?
Well, I think we're programmed by our culture and our upbringing to be one-dimensional, but women are really multifaceted, like a diamond. We have all these within us.
I agree with that. I'm about to say, I don't know many women that are one-dimensional.
Well, we're all mothers and nurturing in some way, and that's the main characteristic that, you know, we get a lot of kudos for in society. But we also have our own passionates. We also are goal-driven and, you know, maybe not enough listening to our intuitive side.
No, I totally agree with you. I think, you know, people's perspectives of women can definitely vary, and they may not see all of these different sides of us. What do you think, and speaking of that, because that really does tie into our next question, what do you think of society's expectations for women? You know, people kind of expect women to be that perfect, you know, do-it-all wife and mother. You know, sometimes us military spouses, you know, kind of talk about how we wear our supermom cape. Do you feel like women are being pressured to fulfill that expectation?
Well, it's either a trauma or a blessing. It depends on how you view it. I do think there are different expectations for men versus women. For example, in our society, we seem to think it's okay if a man is just a provider. But on a positive note, I believe that women can do and live out all these dimensions of femininity. Rather than thinking of the pressure to do it all, I say we can be it all. It's our choice and our path that we choose.
In your book, you share some tips for starting a journey of self-discovery at home. What you can do every day, like what?
Well, I blog 3 times a week at Unbridled Freedom. Monday is Marry Yourself Monday, and I highlight ideas for self-care. Wednesdays, I highlight women to watch. Someone has been inspiring to me, such as Malala, who's the youngest who won the Nobel Peace Prize this week. And Friday is Pay It Forward Friday, where I highlight ideas for giving back to our community. I truly believe that joy can be found in giving and receiving. So I say I live a life of purpose and passion.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, especially with Mahala. She's amazing. Her story is just incredible. So can you maybe share with us some of these tips that you do share? Like, I love how you have each day kind of themed to give you something else to kind of focus on. Is it possible for you to share one or two of those tips with our listeners tonight? Maybe give us an example?
Yeah, because it's Monday. I recommend everybody seek out every day a way to marry ourselves Monday, because the simplest pleasures bring the greatest joy. It can be as easy as a regular deep breathing, taking a relaxing bath, spending time outdoors, maybe going to hear live music, finding a quiet time for meditation, taking a dance class or yoga. The ultimate freedom is to dance the music within us.
That is awesome. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about some of the other tips, like from some of the other theme days, like what our listeners can expect when they get those tidbits from the other days?
Well, I think we're all like, yes, we can have it all or we can be it all, but we all want different things and we're all unique. So Wednesday is Women to Watch, and it's fun to pick out inspirational people because that tells us how we want to be. So Malala might be someone for me, but for someone else it might be Beyonce. And so it's important for us to seek out mentors and role models. So Wednesday is a good day to go through all the Women to Watch and find out who relates to you. And Friday, Pay It Forward Friday, is just tips, even just, you know, smiling at somebody, even if they don't smile back. Just small ways to make the world a better place.
Now, can I actually have another question for you? Talking about the women that you feature on Wednesdays, how do you come across, like, who to feature and who you feel is inspiring, you know, to be featured in that area?
Well, that's a great question. I go from history, like Cleopatra, to the first women, you know, who gave us the right to vote, suffragettes. And I also blog on women in the current news today. And Malala is the woman of the week now, since she's the youngest to win a Nobel Prize, and she will receive
exactly.
it in December. But I do blog on people of the past, too, and even local women. You know, I've blogged on some of the wives of wounded warriors, because they are definitely heroines in how they've, you know, overcome obstacles and thrived. So it's not just famous women I blog on.
Well, I love that. I love that you also kind of go back in our history and kind of remind us of the women who kind of paved the path for us. You know, I think that's great that you kind of bring that into there. Do you have any personal mentors that you feel have inspired you in those ways?
Well, I'll have to say, if for my listeners, if you go to Unbridled Freedom on May 23rd, I actually blogged on the wives of wounded warriors and what they taught me for emotional resilience. And working with the wives of wounded warriors, they inspire me. And I wrote 5 tips that they passed on to me, and ways to thrive in life and overcome obstacles. So definitely military wives are an inspiration to me.
Oh, so sweet. That's awesome. I'm really excited to kind of get further into this. We are going to go ahead and take a quick break real quick, Barbara. But when we come back, I do want to dig more into your experiences with those wounded warrior wives and how they did inspire you and exactly what your foundation does to support these special women. For those of you that may be listening, I know we're having a little bit of trouble with BTR, so some of you may not, but don't worry. You can always catch it on podcast tomorrow. But for those that are listening, we do have some fun discussion taking place over in our Twitter party chat. So be sure to go over there and check it out. We are using the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. But when we come back, we'll talk with Barbara a little bit more about what she's doing with Wounded Warriors and the Wives of Wounded Warriors and her foundation. And we'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Love where you live. When you move into a Corvius home, you'll find more than just convenient on-post housing at 7 Army installations across the country. You'll also find fun family events, upscale fitness centers, resort-style pools, and more. Our award-winning customer service, 24-hour maintenance, and smiling faces are just waiting to welcome you. Love your next home at CorviusMilitaryLiving.com. That's CorviusMilitaryLiving.com.
This is Maria Murphy with Simply Put Together and the Me Minute. This month is a good month to begin or build your A file. Fill it with everything you can find that represents accomplishments you've made. It could be anything from a copy of your diploma to a letter of recommendation to a thank you letter written from one of your children. For years, I had a note a colleague had written me when I had defended her. She was not there, but word got out that I had spoken in her favor, and she thanked me. Every time I read that letter on a bad day, I was reminded that what I do does matter. Get your A file, build it, and dig into it on the days when you question how far you've come in life. For more tips and tools, you can go to simplyputtogether.com. If you're interested in my coaching, you can go to mariamurphycounseling.com. But in the meantime, build that A file for the days when you need to be reminded of all you've accomplished.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Wounded warrior Dale Beatty is beginning the most important journey of his life.
Colonel Swift 1-2's en route with urgent HVAC. Now, copy.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at a Fisher House. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Make a donation to Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine.
All right, guys, welcome back to our show. We're talking with Barbara McNally, the founder of Mother, Lover, Fighter, Sage. She has that's a foundation that she has dedicated to providing women with opportunities for growth and self-discovery. Before we went to break, we learned more about Barbara and her foundation. But what we found very interesting about Barbara is her work with our Wounded Warrior Wives. So, Barbara, let's start this part of our interview with you talking to us about the actual support group that you run for the Wives of Wounded Warriors and what kind of gave you the idea to host this regular spa day that you do for them.
Well, as a physical therapist, I did see an unmet need, and that was the Wives of Wounded Warriors, because they're the glue that keeps the family together. And sometimes they're not have the strength and the emotional resilience to deal with a wounded warrior when he comes home, and I didn't see a lot of support for them. So these women in their new position as caretakers need to be recognized and nurtured, as their life has changed forever too. And as a physical therapist, I'm a firm believer if we keep care of others, we have to keep care of ourselves. So this is a day for the women just to keep care of themselves without husbands and children. We provide child care, and someone will even sit with their loved one in the hospital so they can have a day just to rejuvenate and recharge.
That's wonderful, Barbara. I wanted to ask, because I was curious, how do you reach out to these military wives?
Well, I do have great resources. Balboa Hospital is here in San Diego, and the Armed Forces YMCA has a list of the inpatients. And then I work with caregivers, and they have a list of many of the veterans. So we treat active and veterans. And then also on my website, I do promote the spa day. So as many women as I can reach out to provide this day of recharging, I want to. And, of course, my vision is to have a spa day in every city to support the Wives of Wounded Warriors.
Well, you know, and I think one of the interesting things that you did point out when you were answering earlier is that they have found themselves in this new role as a caregiver. And I know one of the things that we found in the military spouse community is that they don't really have a ton of resources out there. I know there's a lot of organizations that are trying to create resources for this community of caregivers. And so there's not a lot for them out there, and I think it's great that you're offering them this resource and this program to kind of get a day, you know, for them, because I really do agree with you that if they're not taking care of themselves, it's hard for them to be able to take care of their wounded warriors who are depending on them now. So talking about that and their resources and some of the issues that they face, what do you see as some of the unique issues that these women are facing?
Well, I see it, and also studies have backed it up that I'm going to post on this Friday, but they feel alone and isolated without help, and this is a younger group than any other caregiver group, so they're really isolated, and they've told me that nobody really understands what they're going through unless you're another wife of a wounded warrior, because it's a unique situation, and they
oh, absolutely.
Told me that most...
Yeah.
And they've told me that most of the help and attention is given to their spouse, the warrior, the soldier, but they're the ones keeping the family together, and they're the background. And some of them have even told me that, you know, I'm the first person that's recognized that they're going through a trauma too, and it's an adjustment
wow.
for them as well as the spouse. And they feel guilty about that because they're not the one that's physically injured, that people can see the injury, but their life has definitely changed, and, you know, they feel guilty admitting that this is difficult for them. So spa
well,
day, they
yeah,
can...
and I mean, I'm glad that you pointed that out, Barbara, because you are exactly right. It's a very young generation of caregivers. You're talking about women that are in their 20s, you know, that will end up being caregivers for, you know, 20-plus years, and that can be a huge thing to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, that can be very daunting to understand that, you know, you're taking care of this person, and some of our troops who have come back wounded are young themselves. You know, these are very young families, and so I'm really glad that you pointed that out, because that is one of the things that is unique about this group.
Absolutely, and we don't discriminate for spa day which rank they are or what division of the military. So we do have Army wives and because I'm a civ in working at Balboa, I'm not exactly sure how some of them are here, but it's Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, all ranks. It's just women coming together.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Well, Barbara, why is self-care so important, especially for Army wives, military wives?
Well, the saying is you have to secure your own oxygen mask before securing the mask of others. And
I love that.
Women are afraid of putting themselves first. As women, we're taught to do the opposite, but we have to take care of ourselves as we are the caregiver, and that's the only way we'll be able to keep care of other people.
Oh, my gosh,
that is so true.
I
think that's something that, like, moms especially deal with. I mean, for me, it's like if you take a moment for yourself, you either feel guilty or you have to justify it for some reason in your head. Like, I'm going to go do something nice for myself, but here are the reasons why I probably shouldn't. And I have to take care of the house, and I have to take care of my kid and my husband and so on and so forth. So I think that's
Or sometimes you feel guilty about doing that one thing for yourself. You know, like, I should be doing something, you know, for someone else, and you kind of feel guilty when you take that time.
Yeah, I get that.
Right, and it's baby steps. Spa day is for some women the first time they've left their husband in the hospital, and they feel extremely guilty about it. And that is the first step, so that they realize that, oh, my gosh, she survived while I was gone for a few hours. And she goes back recharged and less resentful and trusting that there are people that can keep care of her husband and her children. And part of it is learning to trust and finding reliable people we can trust to help with our children and our husband.
Well, let me ask you this, Barbara. One of the things I'm wondering is what exactly takes place for these women at the spa day? Is it simply being pampered and taking time? Is it allowing them to connect with other wounded warrior wives? Or do you guys provide them with other resources that they can use, you know, once their spa day, you know, has ended?
All of the above, absolutely. Yes, it's always a massage, so they are pampered, or, you know, there's some self-care there. And we always have workshops over lunch. So caregivers this last time came and did an interactive workshop, so they learn coping skills to take home. And the most important thing, you're right, is networking. There's women that have already been through the system and their husbands are now independent, and they are the most important key because they inspire the women who are just going through it that everything is going to be better and there is light at the end of the tunnel. These women are helping other women, and it's getting them together that is the key in a fun environment. So the indulgence of a massage and jacuzzis and swimming and lunch is the fun part, but there's a lot of takeaway from the day.
Well, that's awesome. That's good to know. And can women take advantage of this program more than once?
Oh, absolutely. I see it growing because of the transient nature that I heard you talking about earlier of the military. They're not always the same women because some of the men, some of them stay in and they're transferred. Some of them retire and go home. So I've been doing this for 6 years, twice a year, and we have it open. I want it to grow in San Diego, and I'd love it to grow in other towns too. So I would hope that they could always find at least twice a year to get together to meet these women, and then they connect with them on their own. And twice a year, it's a chance for them to find out about other resources such as counseling, child care, respite care, other agencies that can help them. So it's educational too.
Barbara, do you have any other advice for our listeners?
Well, to make it on a lighter note, I'd say your homework today is go home and have a Marry Yourself Monday. So it's Monday night. It's not too late to do something for yourself, if it's a hot bath or listening to some great music, because all we have is this moment, and we really want to enjoy and be grateful for what we do have in our life. So I would say my advice is Marry Yourself Monday and have a good evening.
Yes, I definitely need to do that. That sounds really nice right about now.
Well, yeah, you girls.
So, Barbara, let's go ahead and wrap up this segment by you telling our listeners where they can go for more information if they'd like to find out more about you, about the foundation, and about being able to maybe take advantage of one of these wonderful spa days you offer.
Absolutely. Just Google Unbridled Freedom, and you will find Barbara McNally, and you can follow, be a subscriber to follow the Monday, Wednesday, Friday blogs. And if you want to help, you can purchase Unbridled the book. All the benefits go towards the Wives of Wounded Warriors. You can donate yourself, or if you want to participate, please email me, and we're hoping to get this started all over the United States. This is a grassroots effort. Right now it's just in San Diego, but my vision is for it to grow throughout the United States to support other women.
And you know, Barbara, I was just thinking about that too, because I was sitting here thinking while you were talking, wouldn't this be great to have this in so many more places where more and more of these spouses can take advantage of this great program. So I'm glad to know that you're hoping to be able to expand it soon.
Absolutely, yes.
Excellent.
So thank you for
your
time.
Well, we sure appreciate you being with us tonight.
Well, it
Thanks,
was great
Barbara.
Hearing you, and I love listening to your show. So have a great evening.
Thank you, and thank you for everything you're doing on behalf of our Wounded Warrior families. We greatly appreciate you.
Well, I enjoy it. Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you. All right, guys, that's all we have for you tonight. We really appreciate you guys being with us. Next week, October 27th, almost Halloween, it's almost here, on our show we are featuring Renee Fry. She's the founder of Making Care Easier, and Robin Santos, who's here with us. He'll be here with us from Clorox Care Concepts, and they will be talking with us about caring for aging parents. So this is I'm actually looking forward to this show. Very close to my heart, as my parents do live with me as our dependents. So if you have parents that live with you, or you think you might find yourself in that situation someday, you definitely don't want to miss out on this show. It's sure to be chock full of some great information for us.
In the meantime, join us on armywifenetwork.com, any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, or catch up with one of our many bloggers sharing the journey at lovingasoldier.com.
Which we should mention will soon be Army Life Network. So, guys, keep your eyes peeled. Army Life Network's getting a makeover. You won't want to miss it, so keep your eyes peeled on the website. But that's all we have for you tonight. That's interactive empowerment for Army Wives and by Army Wives. This is Army Life Network's core team signing out. Hope you guys have a great week.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.